Welcome to the VIP Arrangement Workflows Masterclass for Old School DNB Vibes in Ableton Live. This is advanced, arrangement focused, and it's all about getting that proper jungle era urgency, edits, space, pressure, and DJ friendly structure. First, let's get on the same page about what a VIP actually is. In drum and bass, a VIP isn't the same drop but louder. A VIP is a reworked version of your tune where the listener instantly recognizes the DNA, but the drop energy, the edit language, or the groove logic changes enough that it feels like a new weapon. The best VIPs feel like maximum impact with minimal new material. It's rearrangement, recontextualization, and upgrading your best ideas. Today we're building a repeatable workflow inside Arrangement View, not a one-off, hope it works method. You'll end up with an arrangement blueprint, a VIP tool setup for quick switch-ups, and a print and resample pipeline so you can chop like it's hardware-era jungle editing. Before we touch the timeline, I want you to do one thing that separates clean VIPs from messy ones. Define your VIP contract. Open your project notes and write two sentences. Sentence 1. What stays recognizable? For example, the main stab and the exact timing of your hook, or the same drum pocket, or the same bass call. Sentence 2. What's the headline change? For example, drop 2 is drum surgery with new turnarounds, or drop 2 is a new Reese rhythm with the same drums. If you can't say those two sentences clearly, drop 2 usually becomes drop 1 but busier. And that's not a VIP, that's just extra. Alright, step 0, prep and session hygiene. Set your tempo in the old school pocket. Jungle and old DNB typically sits around 160 to 174. If you want a safe classic center point, go 170 BPM. Now in arrangement view, drop locators. And I want you to commit to these sections early, because this is an arrangement masterclass, not an 8-bar loop flex. Create locators for intro, build, drop 1, breakdown or reset, VIP build, drop 2 VIP, and outro. Next, group your channels and color code them. Drums as one group, bass as one group, music as one group, FX as one group, vocals if you have them. This seems boring, but it makes automation and printing 10 times faster. And put a reference track in your project. Mute it, it's not there to copy, it's there to reality check your energy curve and your phrasing. Old school records are functional, intros and outros exist for mixing, and drops land with structure. Now we build the intro. Old school function first. Your intro is a DJ tool. It should be mixable, minimal, and it should tease the vibe without giving away your whole drop. Aim for 16 to 32 bars. Here's a clean blueprint. Bars 1 to 8, kick and hat, or a filtered break, plus minimal atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the snare or clap, and give a tiny hook tease. Tiny, like a half second of identity. If you go to 32 bars, bars 17 to 32, add ride or shaker energy, maybe a light bass ghost, and some FX movement. On the intro drum group, do a simple chain that keeps it tight for blending. Use auto filter as a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, 24 dB slope. Map that cutoff to a macro called intro filter, because you're going to automate it up and down as a DJ-friendly reveal. Then a touch of drum bus, but subtle. Drive 5 to 10%. Boom basically off or very low. This is not where we flex sub, then utility, and narrow the width a bit, around 70 to 90%. Intros that are too wide can feel impressive solo, but they don't mix like records. Old school trick here, tuck a break loop low in the mix, heavily filtered. It gives motion and authenticity without committing full energy yet. It's that the tune is coming feeling. Now step 2, lock drop 1 identity loop. Before you VIP anything, you need an 8 to 16 bar loop that is undeniably the tune. That's your baseline. Classic rolling drop essentials, either a two-step pattern, or a break layered with two-step one-shots. A Reese and sub relationship that actually locks with the kick and snare. And one motif people will remember. A stab, a vocal, a horn, a pad hit, something. Drum layout, I like keeping a break track separate from one-shots. Break on its own track, kick and snare one-shots on their own track, tops on their own, and a little perk or edits track. Because later, when you print and chop, you'll want control over what's the break language and what's the punch layer. On the drum group, add glue compressor for cohesion. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not smash. Then add saturator with soft clip on, drive 1 to 3 dB. Again, density, not destruction. On the brake track, clean the lows with EQ8. High pass around 40 to 60 HC so your kick and sub own the real low end. If it's boxy, a little cut around 250 to 400 HC. If it needs air, a gentle shelf 1 or 2 dB around 8 to 12K. And if you want extra snap, drum bus can help shape transient bite, but don't turn it into plastic. Now here's the workflow that matters. Once drop one feels right, commit. Freeze and flatten your drum group or resample it to audio. This is the jungle mindset. Printed audio becomes something you can actually edit like classic cut-up records. Next step, build your VIP tools so you can switch vibes fast. Make a group called VIP tools, or at least make a deliberate section in your project for VIP controls. The idea is you don't want to be hunting around during arrangement. You want quick moment buttons. First tool, a VIP drum switch rack on your drum group. Create an audio effect rack with three chains. Chain 1 is clean, basically your normal state. Chain 2 is crunch. Add saturator at 4 to 6 dB drive, soft clip on. Then drum bus with more drive, like 15 to 25%. This is for when the VIP needs to feel like the speakers just got angrier without changing the pattern. Chain 3 is telephone or radio. Use EQ8 with a bandpass, roughly 300 HC to 3.5 kHz. Then redux, downsample maybe 4 to 8, bits 8 to 12, tastefully. This is for fills, fake outs, breakdown moments, and rewind style edits. Map the chain selector to a macro called drum mode, because later, you're going to automate drum mode for VIP moments and it's instant drama with no new samples. Second tool, VIP bass switch. If your bass is MIDI, use an instrument rack with two chains, OG Reis and VIP Reis. The VIP version could be wider, dirtier, or rhythmically different. If your bass is audio, duplicate the bass track. Bass OG and bass VIP. Keep it simple, and with stock Ableton tools, you can get tons of motion. Auto filter with subtle movement. Corpus for that metallic 90s tech edge, amp or pedal for grit, saturator for density. Third tool, a hype effects channel. Make an audio track with impacts, reverses, vinyl stops, stabs, maybe a tiny crowd texture super low. Put echo after it, maybe quarter note or eighth dotted for that swagger, and reverb after. Then utility so you can mono check FX quickly. Map a macro called mono FX if you want to be really surgical. Now we move into arrangement, using a proven VIP macro structure. Here's the template you should default to. Intro 16 to 32. Build 8 to 16. Drop 1, 32 to 64. Breakdown or reset 16 to 32. VIP build 8 to 16. Drop 2 VIP 32 to 64. Outro 16 to 32. And here's the practical Ableton move that makes this fast. Work in blocks. Use locators. Duplicate time in 8 or 16 bar chunks. Think like you're editing tape. Don't micro-tweak for an hour before you've even placed your second drop. Now the main event, the VIP moment. Same tune, different drop. Drop 2 needs a clear reason to exist. You're going to choose one primary twist and one secondary twist. That's it. Discipline is the whole game. Primary twist options. Drum VIP, like an 8-bar halftime switch, then back to 2-step. Bass VIP, new Reis rhythm or new note pattern. Hook VIP, reach up the stab or vocal into a new cadence. Energy VIP. Same parts, different density, more edits, more fills, more negative space. Secondary twist options. Add a new break layer only in the VIP. Add a call and response FX answer. Change the harmony pad underneath, or change the swing feel. Let me give you an old school drum-led VIP method that works every time. Print your drop 1 drums to audio and name it drums print. Duplicate it and call it drums print VIP. Now in the VIP version, slice into 1-bar chunks. And this is where you stop thinking like perfect loop and start thinking like edit language. Reverse 1 or 2 hits before the snare. Not the whole bar, just little pre-snare moments. Create stutters by duplicating tiny slices, like a 16th or a 32nd, right before the snare. Add beat repeat moments for fills. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16th, chance around 10 to 25%. But honestly, for a VIP, the real move is automating it on only for specific fills. That way it sounds intentional, not random. And here's a classic impact trick. Right before bar 1 of drop 2, cut everything for an 1/8th note, just a micro silence. Then hit the crash and the downbeat. That tiny gap is darker than any plugin. It's a fear gap. Use it once per drop, not 10 times. If you're doing a bass-led Reis VIP, here's the key. Change rhythm, not just tone. Duplicate your bass to bass VIP, then create gaps after the snare so the roll breathes. Add a triplet pickup here and there, sparingly. Then automate auto filter on the VIP bass. Low pass, 12 dB slope. Cutoff moving roughly 200 to 800 over 8 bars. Resonance 10 to 20%. The win is syncopation. Make the bass speak in different places while the drums keep continuity. Now we need transitions. Because old school transitions are edits plus space plus FX, not just here's 5 risers and a random impact. 3 reliable pre-drop builds. 1. Snare run plus break choke. Do a snare roll that speeds up 8th to 16th to 32nd in the last bar. Then gate your break with auto pan. Set phase to 0 degrees. Shape more square. And automate the rate from 1/8 to 1/16. That rhythmic choking feels super classic. 2. Tape stop or pitch drop. Resample one bar to audio, warp it, then automate transpose down 12 to 24 semitones over the bar. It's that falling out of the world moment. 3. Reverb throw into silence. On the last vocal or stab, crank reverb wet up to like 40 to 70% for that one hit. Then hard cut to silence for an eighth to a quarter beat before the drop. That cut is the punch. The reverb is just the smear that makes the cut feel huge. Now let's talk about what makes a VIP feel pro. Density automation. Create a few automation lanes that you ride across the whole arrangement. Automate drum mode on your rack. Automate a break filter from intro to full. Automate bass low pass in builds. Automate FX and amount sparingly at the end of hook phrases. And if you do any master high pass automation, keep it extremely subtle and only in builds. We're not trying to turn the master into a gimmick. We're making musical contrast. Here's an advanced coaching concept. Impact budgeting. Plan where your biggest moments live so you don't blow them early. Your biggest silence or choke, once per drop. Your biggest rewind style edit, once in the whole tune. Your biggest new layer, like an extra break or extra bass movement, reserved for the VIP only. This is how old records feel like they level up, because they actually save something. Another big one. Anchor bars. In each 16-bar phrase, pick 2 bars that remain almost unchanged. Usually bar 1 and bar 9. Those are landmarks for dancers and for DJs. Then your edits can go crazy in between without feeling random or losing the mixability. Now the classic jungle workflow step. Print, shop, recontextualize. Resample 8 bars of drop 1 and include the transition at the end if possible. Print in DJ chunks, not producer chunks. This audio version is shortened for playback.